Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. It is Tuesday. It is August, 23rd? Yeah, I got that right, 2016. And we are here to talk about you, your buckos, all points in between. We'll do the election. Oh, we're going to do the election. And the economy, and the markets, and scams and shams and corruption, and the over-the-top corrupt media. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we tell you here, the only way you can get the $20 trillion in debt is you have to have corrupt politicians, but you have to have a corrupt media, not covering the things that need to be covered. Well, we'll have a little bit of that too for you today. Hope you're having a good day. Hope you're having a good week. Just to segue quickly to the markets, kind of sort of disappointing day, but better than the numbers, but not as good as it could have been. What we are looking for is the markets to pop out of range and get going. And let's just say could have been a lot better today. So we'll cover all that. The areas that we want you to avoid, we continue to want you to avoid. What areas may be showing up? I think we may have one area. And, of course, whatever else comes to mind. And as we move closer and closer to the election, we will do more and more and more. As the crook and the chameleon, I don't know how we got here. You know what? I know how we got here. It's the people that follow the Kardashians. And we're in a different world right now. We're in a celebrity world. Kardashians. I can go on and on. But we have a crook and a chameleon. I have no idea who Donald Trump is. I've heard what he said, but he plays around what he says several different times. We have told you here there's no way he's going to do the things he is saying. We think he's going to be much better than the crook. I'll take that back. We know he'd be much better than the crook because she is just out for herself and her cronies. That's been proven. And she should be in jail. And we'll have more evidence of that today on this show because it is just a nonstop smorgasbord of crookedom coming out of the Clinton crime factory. Anyway, we will keep covering as we move forward. And we pull no punches. You know how we know we're doing our job? We get cursed out by everybody. If I can't read some of the emails I get from both sides. Amazing. Quite amazing. But we don't care. We have no agenda. We have no motive. We have no ulterior motive. We just want better for this country and this future. That's all we want. That's it. Nothing more. For you, for me, your family, my family, their families, and their families of your families. Say that 10 times fast. But anyway, I want to get going early because we do have a lot to cover, bits of news of the day, and lots, lots more. So, without further ado, let's start quickly. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. By the way, you know, I got the TV on here. My family always asks me, why are you looking both ways with a green light? When you're at a green light, when you're at a red light and it turns green, they ask me, why do I look both ways? I'm just reading a story here in Orlando. A red light runner kills people. Nice. By the way, before I forget, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kalbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Just be nice. No, really. Just be nice. You can read our commentary, the articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day, and whatever the heck else today. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing and whatever else is up there. All at GaryK.com. And before I go into the numbers, are you guys getting the same stuff I'm getting with my cell phone? About 2 or 3 weeks ago, out of nowhere, all of a sudden I'm getting 10, 15 calls a day on my cell phone from any city around the country, from all kinds of robots on insurance, on all kinds of weird things. And then I got a couple live calls from people about my health insurance. Did I all of a sudden get on some frickin' list on my cell phone? I'm getting 15 calls a day. This is very depressing. No, really, it's very depressing. Just letting you know. All right. Dow up 17. I believe at one time today, the Dow was at, if I can get the number right, was it up 100? Yeah. 53 and 31, 84, yeah, it was up 101. Finished only up 17. S&P 500 finished up 4, but was up about 12. The NASDAQ finished up 15, but was up about 30. That's good enough. The SOX was up 4, was up 8. Russell 2000's still up 8. Transports up 28. Advanced declines were good, but started weakening the day. New highs picked up, but a lot of things that were green today finished red. Up-down volume was fine. No real complaints there, except they kind of sort of distributed the day. That said, the underbelly of the market, much better than Dow, only up 17. So where do we want to start? First off, gold and silver had another rough day. We think gold and silver are in this, whatever you want to call it, correction, pullback, whatever it may be. And we would just wait. It's noteworthy that a bunch of gold stocks have broken the 50-day moving average. Symbols like AU, ABX, GG, GOLD, breaking the 50-day. And we just wait. That's all. We'll let you know when we think it turns again. Silver's below the 50-day, the actual metal. And gold, you know, it's sitting range-bound over the last 6-7 weeks, but one bad down day from here will break the 50-day to the downside. And with the stocks kind of leading on the downside, that may happen. Any case, we're not telling you to sell. We're just letting you know we would not be buyers right now. This has been going on for a couple of weeks with us. Same thing with utilities. Same things with real estate. I will tell you defense stocks now are acting poorly. Lockheed Martin breaking badly. Northrop Grumman, things like that. So again, as we have told you, this is not an A to Z market. And there are other areas we would definitely avoid. We don't need to go into each and every one, but you know which ones they are. I've been repeating myself too often. But the big story of the day, the market was much better early. And they sold it down. I'm not sure, so sure it means a lot, but we're just reporting to you the news. Overall, still in good stead for the major indices, but we never want to see a Dow up 101 finishing up 17. We'd rather see the Dow down 101 and finish, you know, down 17. We'll see what tomorrow brings. So for the rest of the show, first off, we're going to be whining, complaining about the Clinton crime family. Wow. New stuff coming out in the media. We'll talk about Louisiana and Obama versus how the media treated Obama and Bush. Why? It is really about you and your money. Charts of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Odds are half of you have gum disease. Nearly 50% of adults 30 and up have some form of periodontal disease, with that number spiking to 65% in adults over 65. A survey from the American Academy of Periodontology, or AAP, shows more than a third of Americans would rather do something unpleasant rather than floss, like washing dirty dishes or sitting in traffic. Dr. Eugenie Lee, periodontist of Nutley, New Jersey, says why a visit to a periodontist should be on your radar.
Gums are the foundation for healthy teeth and an important part of a spectacular smile. Red or swollen gums, bleeding when flossing, receding gums, and bad breath are signs of periodontal disease and should be evaluated by a periodontist.
But there's good news, Dr. Eugenie Lee.
Brushing twice a day, regular flossing, and an annual comprehensive periodontal evaluation by a periodontist will help keep your gums and your smile in good shape.
So love the gums you're with and visit Gumbler.org. That's G-U-M-B-L-R.org to find a periodontist, take a quiz, and learn more.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
ideas.
If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So you ask, and rightfully so, what the heck does talking about the corrupt media have to do with you and your money? It's a great question. You know, we can sit here, do a show, and just talk statistics and markets every minute, but we think there are bigger powers out there that are affecting markets and are really going to affect the markets down the road. And we've said it several thousand times, but here's another one. The massive buildup of debt and deficits and cronyism in Washington, D.C. covered up by the media. There is a very good chance we are going to get a president that is an absolute, unadulterated, crooked human being in plain sight. The crimes are in plain sight, and they're trying to tell you there's nothing there. That's the amazing part about it. It's in plain sight. That's what these people have done. The media. And how do I know this? Do you realize that the IRS visited the White House 150 to 200 times during this whole escapade with conservative groups? And then the head of the department took the fifth. Yet the media does not believe there should be an investigation on those meetings and her taking the fifth, that there's nothing there. How hard is it to connect those little dots? Do you realize that there's a guy named Gruber who came out, who was an architect of the Obamacare, came out by accident and said, "We lied about this whole thing, and we were able to because America's stupid." It's on video. It's out there. The media had to report it and dropped it the same day. A major, major, major government program you were lied to about, which now we're finding out deductibles are skyrocketing, premiums are skyrocketing, coverage is heading down. All these managed care companies are taking the middle finger, shooting it at the White House and saying, "We're not going to lose $500 million next year. We're out of here." And it was based on a lie. Media dropped it. What more can I tell you? Obama started with 2 years of unfettered power, yet he still blames everything on everybody else when things go wrong because he didn't do what he said he would. Infrastructure, remember that? The $800 billion stimulus that he said he would never do? All in plain sight. So now we have this woman. We know for a fact, imagine this. An ex-president and a secretary of state set up a foundation, a charitable foundation, taking hundreds of whatever amount, and spend 10% of it on the actual charities while hoarding the rest. In plain sight. And now we find out, as Secretary of State, by the way, this is being reported by the corrupt media, that she was meeting with donors of the Clinton Foundation, half of them, while she was Secretary of State, the exact opposite of what she said she would not do. And then we all know about the contracts that were given out. Do you believe the media does not give a crap that a major Russian whatever donor, I mean we're talking major dollars to the Clinton Foundation, got some uranium deal that should never go to them in the first place? Hillary Clinton? Do you realize that when they were down in Haiti for the whole thing, when they had the earthquake, whatever the hell they had, and the Clinton Foundation was going to do this, that, and the other thing, a guy named Tony Rodham, the brother of Hillary, gets some freaking contract on something he's never been involved in that made him rich? How the hell do you think all this happens? She's going to be the president, potentially. And you know what the media is doing right now? They're reporting it like this. Republicans say, Republicans complain, Republicans are whining about. They're not reporting it as news. They're reporting it as an accusation from the other party. But this is real news. This is real actuality. Real actuality. And she's going to run this country? She's going to run our treasury? After this last guy, Obama, $8 trillion of new debt and walks around telling everybody what a wonderful person he's been for the economy? And of course, the State Department and this administration are acting as her lawyers. And the media is acting, I can't even come up with the word. So how the hell do you think we get the $20 trillion in debt? How do you think we got $8 trillion in new debt under Obama and nobody's complaining? The media was born to be our last line of defense against people in power. That's what they were supposed to be. They were supposed to ferociously investigate misdeeds and misconduct by people in power. And what we have found out is if they don't like you, they're going to come after you ferociously and viciously and actually make things up like they did to John McCain about some affair that was never even out there, made up out of thin air. And then the people they like, crickets. So I'm worried as all hell. And I don't know if Donald Trump's going to be any good. He worries the hell out of me too. But how do you put a woman in the presidency that in plain sight has used her position and her husband's position to get nefarious people to give them tens of millions of dollars? She says she's for women and human rights, and she's taking millions of dollars for these countries that if a woman is raped, they get stoned. How about that for an investigation? How about that? She was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. He kissed her rear end. I guess that's his job. So I worry. And I worry because we're going to get the same old going into the next 4 years, and that's more debt, more deficits, and a freaking central bank that'll print money and keep rates at zero forever until the bubble explodes, and then they'll go back and blame George Bush for everything. Up next, back to the markets and whatever else. Thanks for being here. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. While I was in break with you guys, I got two more robot calls. So if anybody knows what the heck's going on and what can I do about it, please let me know. I got one for dental insurance and one for home insurance. One was from Orlando and one was from Pleasanton, California. I've got like 20 of them today. Why am I so lucky? No, really. All right, so let's go through some tidbits. Best Buy. That was a sigh. Stock was up $6.43 today to 39.25. Before the open today, I read an article that said Best Buy wasn't going to do well. Duh. But here's the interesting part. Sales growth. Zero. No growth. Earnings were up 16%. They beat Wall Street estimates by a mile. Estimates were for the stock to be flat earnings also. But I guess they made money, they said, on the, like, the Fitbits and the GoPros and things like that. So we're just letting you know another great reaction on no growth. Best Buy last four quarters sales, -2, -4, -1, flat. Technically, stock gapped up today. Out of a one-year base, volume was about, let's call it almost 10. Let's call it 9 times average. And it should be on the radar. And why do I say it should be on the radar even with no growth? United Rentals recently gapped up on their earnings, where earnings were only up 6% and revenues were down 1%, but it gapped up, sat around for 4 weeks, and looks like it's starting to edge out now. So I'd be watching Best Buy. Toll Brothers. This is a luxury home community builder. When you have a chance, you will notice that the stock did not gap up today, but jumped the heck out of here to the upside and broke above 6-month range. You can see the $30 level has held it back, went through it today. Looked like good numbers, but they just met estimates, but the market liked them. Now, keep in mind, we have rarely mentioned home builders on this show. And there's a reason. They haven't done anything. At all. You look at Lennar. It has been range bound pretty much since the end of 14. And is trading up a few percent from January of 2013. I can go on with the rest, but you get my point. We'll be watching the home builders now. That was a good reaction. So two other names. We'll see how it goes. Semiconductors. Remain strong. It's like a buyout a week, helping out, doing the job. But numbers have improved. Can't argue that point. And an industry where many said they could not improve, well, they have. Other movers of the day. If I can find them, I tell you. Nordson, NDSN, up 9 to 102. Not bad. Sales up 6%, earnings up 27. Should be on a watch. American Woodwork, up 6 to 84. We mentioned Best Buy. Ulta Salon, they report, I believe, the next day. That's been a quiet leader. Stamps.com, up 5 to 93. Lending Tree, 4. Palo Alto Networks, 4. What else do I got for you? Intuitive Surgical, 3. USANA Health, 3. Sherwin-Williams, 3. Mobile Eye, 3 has some deal they cut. On the downside, of course, if I can find the downside, I would give you the downside. Here's a big one. Smuckers. Almost said the other one. Market didn't like their numbers. Down a big, juicy 12 and change to 143. That had been a strong name. Sales down 7%. I gather market didn't like that. Acacia Communications, or Acacia, I don't even know how to pronounce it. ACIA, that's been that leading name we've been telling you about. Down almost 7 to 111. Needs to pull back, just very extended. That's all. Wouldn't go further than that. Lockheed Martin down 4 and change, 249. The defense stocks not acting too well. Northrop Grumman breaking the 50-day also. The same group. And some of these recent hot IPOs got hit hard today. And that's good. They need to. Nothing wrong with them pulling back. Also want to mention the real estate stocks, as I mentioned earlier, seem to be under pressure. And we'd avoid them right now. We're not telling you to sell. And the utility stocks. You guys get to decide if you want to sell. We're just reporting to you their weakness. And I think that's your ever popular over-the-top movers today. Yeah, that'll do it. Yay. Got a lot of reaction to our thoughts on bond market yesterday. Well, it's pretty simple. Why the heck would anybody lend money to somebody and not get a return? How do you get to that point? Well, you rig it. You conjure up trillions of dollars, buy up every bond in sight. You are the buyer of last resort and first resort and second resort. You crowd out investors and traders, and you screw them because you force them to do things that maybe they don't want to do. No, really. Now, can you make money buying bonds with a negative yield? Yes. Because they can go higher in price if they make them even more negative yields. And that's what's happened in some areas. We just believe that eventually the market will bite back. That's all. And it's funny, I was watching Bloomberg last night. I was just listening to some guy from, I think it was Europe, and never heard of him, whatever. He was echoing everything I've been saying about the bond bubble. And just remember, imagine, markets are supposed to be between investors, speculators, traders, not governments. It's now governments. They've taken over. And leave no doubt why everybody is afraid to even go up a quarter point. They're worried about what the repercussions can be, because maybe they know what they've created. I don't think they do. So we will continue to warn you, continue to what we believe to be is a word to the wise. We've even told you our tactics with income, and that's short term, not long. And we really haven't done bond funds because they're perpetual. And I can guarantee you if we get into a bear market of bonds, they're going to drop 20, 25%. But right now they're having their way because there's $3 trillion of money being printed every year right now in order to keep things the way they are. But it ain't going to last. and maybe it's another 10 years. Maybe they can keep this going forever. We doubt it. And for all you savers out there, wish I can help you. It's your fault you have not gathered together and marched on the mall in Washington, D.C. about the Federal Reserve and what they have done with your money. Handed it over to the banks and the lenders. You should be getting 2 to 3% on your money in money markets. It's in the banks and lenders' pockets. So all these politicians complaining about fees from the banks, how about starting with the Federal Reserve? Ground zero on the destruction of riskless income investments. Brought to you by some guy named Bernanke, who now gets $250,000 a speech to spew his caca. I'm in the wrong business. Up next, more on this, that, and the other thing. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. All right, so some more tidbits. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you know, Rush. Oil stocks were weaker early, stronger midday, pulled back later. Story out of, I believe it was Iran, that said something about they're going to do something about halting production to get prices firmer, and that got oil prices up a little bit more. But I think they're in what I would call hangout mode also right now. I mentioned earlier some of the recent IPOs that have been strong. I think they probably hit a wall in the last couple of days, and they're going to pull in, but I do believe, and we will keep you updated, there are going to be a couple of those names that are going to be super, 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 super monster stocks. As you know, we talk about O'Neill. If you get William O'Neill's How to Make Money in Stocks, 4th edition, I believe they have 100 stocks, big winners, and what characteristics they have. On the fundamental side, monstrous growth, earnings, and sales. That's number one, and of course, stock price. But all of them had that same quality, monstrous earnings and revenue growth. So when you're looking at initial public offerings, find the ones with monstrous growth, both sales and earnings, that are not too gargantuan. If you go back to the 90s and look at names like Ascend Communications, ASND at the time, which was eventually bought out, they were growing at 200, 300% a year for a while. Big winner. You go back to Amgen, long, long time ago, humongous growth. And again, characteristics of the biggest winning stocks. Now, interesting enough, as we've told you the last few months, some stocks have done well that don't have the characteristics. Sales down, earnings down. Well, that's what happens when you get a central bank-induced bubble. How do we stay on top of these potential, doesn't mean they have to be. And believe me, we've seen companies come out of the box with 200% growth and a year later, flat growth and the stock's down 60%. We simply keep on our screens one area that has all these newer companies. Not newer companies, but new IPOs. Some have been in business for years. That have all those big fundamental characteristics and then show up with the price and volume characteristics. And we look for major buy points in their cycle. ACIA just had that big gap to 83, opened up, didn't give you a minute, boom, goes to 120. The good news is it's back to 110. Looks like it's going to start setting up for secondary buy points eventually. Does it mean it's going to work? No. But it has those characteristics. And every time a new initial public offering comes out, we're on it. And by the way, you go to, I think it's IPO.com, and they have all these things coming out. And I also want to mention to you, we're putting together a series of, not necessarily trading lessons, but yeah, maybe. First one we're going to come out with, I put out a report many years ago on insider buying and insider selling. So we're putting that out again, probably in the next week. And then we'll have a few others on gaps and things like that. And we're just giving them out free. So we'll let you know. Don't email yet. We'll let you know and we'll have it. And I think we'll probably be able to send it in email. And with the insiders, we're talking about those big, gigantic insider buying. Like Steve Wynn bought a $100, $200 million worth of stock at $55, $60. Of course, now it's $100. And just because insiders buy doesn't mean the stock's going up, but it gives you an indication of the confidence in the people that are running the show. So we put together, I think it's about 4 or 5 pages on that. And then we'll put a few pages together on gaps, breakouts, breakdowns, and all kinds of other stuff. We'll let you know when. And this is simply the characteristics of what works and what does not work in stock markets and any other markets. So stay tuned. Financials. They had a chance today. They had a chance to move topside today and didn't. Goldman Sachs finished down. Citigroup finished down. JP Morgan finished down. Wells Fargo finished down. They were all up early, and they all looked like they were going to break out of this range. Did not happen. I think that didn't help the market. Remember what we told you. If the financials can get going, market's going to have more to go. Simple as that. Now keep in mind, we have Janet Yellen speaking on Friday at Jackson Hole. Maybe that means something. A couple of Fed heads come out again and said, well, we can raise rates here in September. Yeah, sure. Yeah, they're going to raise rates before an election, right? Who are they trying to kid? But that may move markets, and I do believe there is a September Fed meeting. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. And I do believe we start having debates in September. I'm going to have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure I read somewhere, and that may be market moving. Maybe. So stay tuned. So far, market in good stead, hanging in here nice. Market was much better than Dow up 17, but much worse than Dow up 110 earlier, 101. Well, have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.